thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, this is L.
Ask L. No, it's L. You are L.
This is L with
of the Ask L Show. This is her co-host Ron Lim with the most. No, that's Lenny Matthews.
Oh, brother, our co-host, you guys are just messing her
and
up.
And we have our co-host with the most,
Lenny Matthews. Thank you so much,
Lenny. Nice to have you here, Lenny.
We're going downhill.
Okay, so welcome to our show. We are going to be talking about some. I'll tell you in a minute, but if you'd like to chime in and tell us your story or comment on anything we talk about, our number is 530-605-4567. One more time, 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com also, or 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message all of us on Facebook, Lenny Matthews, Ask L, and me, Ron Lim. Our sponsor tonight, our sponsor is New Life Discovery Project. And we have Tim with us to tell us.
Maybe. I just got a text. Is Tim still on the line? Yeah.
Tim, are you there?
Yes, I just got here.
Oh, okay, hold on. Yeah, okay. Tell us a little bit about New Life Discovery Project.
Speak from your heart, Tim, because that's what you do best.
Well, first and foremost, we're a new place, but we have a inpatient, we have sober living and transitional housing, and this is just a place where we've been where you've been, and we know where you want to go. We would love to help you get there.
Thank you, Tim. So talk about some of the aspects of our program that you that you're a part of and that you think work really well. And I say our program because, as you know, we're all on the board, and then I am now program director.
Okay. Just building a community. A lot of us, we isolate, and this is a place to gather and get your thoughts together. You've always done amazing classes. I took classes with you when I was in my program, and it actually helps me talk to my wife every day.
Thank you.
And we have a couple other great people on staff that I work with helping me and you together and just make this successful. We've gotten good feedback from the guys who go and work at the car wash. I haven't heard of many other rehabs that really give you a chance to kind of earn your way through instead of having to rely on your family, which is really huge that we do with the car wash.
Great idea.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate you calling in, and we'll be hearing from you again on our next break.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
Bye.
So, okay. L.
Yeah.
What the hell are we talking about tonight?
That's a really good question, because I started this topic out tonight with the best advice you have never heard. And I was kind of going through and researching some of the things I wanted to go off. And I'm not so sure that these are things we've never heard. And I'm not sure it's the best advice.
Well, that's just...
But we're going to hit some bullet points here and see what happens.
Well, that'll make it interesting.
Yeah. So, I didn't come up with these on my own. I really have favorite people that I follow on YouTube and on the internet. And so I thought some of these points were, they might sound kind of serious, but I think they're meant to be a little bit funny. But first of all, some advice that I don't think this is new, but it's that relationships shouldn't be work. And that's not necessarily the best advice that you've never heard. I think that's the worst advice that you shouldn't get. That relationships.
Lenny's over there.
Relationships shouldn't be work. Falling in love isn't work. Falling in love is easy. That's the easy part. It's what happens after that 3 month period, you know,
honeymoon period.
Yeah, and it's called the honeymoon period because your brain literally is not. It's like it's put rose colored glasses on. It chemically, it's not seeing the red flags, and everything you do is perfect. And then suddenly, at the 3 month mark, that there's a chemical change in the brain. But so falling in love doesn't take work. That's the easy part. But staying in love takes work.
That I totally agree with.
I agree too.
So why do you agree with that?
Because I don't think, number one, I think anything worthwhile is worth working for or fighting for.
Yes.
And if it was easy peasy, we'd all be in love and we'd all be happy. Secondly, I think that if it means something to you, both parties need to be willing to work on it. And sometimes life gets in the way and it causes friction or hardship in your life, and whether it's finances, health, whatever. And you come to bumpy spots where you have to work together.
You have to work together.
You have to work on your marriage or your relationship for it to be sustainable. You just do.
Yeah. And I think probably most people agree with that. You know, what we're not talking about here is we're not talking about staying in a relationship that's unworkable.
Toxic.
Yeah, there's abuse or other pressing issues. The other person isn't working on the relationship with you. I mean, if it's just one person doing all the work, then you're not going to grow too far. You're going to paddle with one oar and go in circles maybe. But yeah, I mean, anything, I mean, what doesn't take work? What in life doesn't take work? If you want to lose weight, you got to work at it. If you want to
get good grades,
get in good shape, yeah, get good grades, you got to work at it. If you want to have a successful business, you've got to work at it.
Not crash your plane.
You got to learn how to fly it. Yeah, I mean, anything of value that's worthwhile, yeah, is
it takes
it requires effort.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure that this is the best relationship advice you've never heard. We probably are all kind of aware of the fact that relationships take work, but it doesn't mean that you're forcing something to happen. It means once you're in that relationship, at some point you're going to be working. Well, you know what happens if you lift weights too much and you're forcing it? You hurt yourself. You get injured.
Right.
This next one I really liked. Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. I really want you guys to weigh in on that because I thought that was good. Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life.
Splain.
I really wanted you guys to weigh in on this.
Well, so it depends on... easy choices equals hard life.
Easy choices. So if you take the easy way out,
okay,
and you take the path of least resistance, which sometimes I think can be a good thing. Sometimes you have to kind of just let go. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you just take the easy way all the time. Then, and you're not putting out effort, and you're not putting forth energy, and you're not putting forth intention, then ultimately you are creating a harder life for yourself because you're not. Here's something that I heard a long time ago.
Why does that make it harder, though?
Because you're young. This, I think, goes along with it. Your young you takes care of your old you. So if you're playing in your younger years and only playing and only focused on the easy life and how fun life can be, and you're not putting in the hard work and the commitment to your profession, the commitment to growth, the commitment to what we were just talking about in the one before about the work, you're not putting in the work and you're taking the easy path. I'm going to sit around and play games. And, you know, I'll take this easy job, sit around and play games. Or, I don't know, that's the first one that came to my head. Then, you know, you're going to have a harder life because you're not going to be able to have the things that you need necessarily to sustain yourself. Maybe you don't need a lot to sustain yourself. But the point of this is if you take the easy road and you're not taking the road that requires the hard work, you're going to have a harder life. If you take the hard road, you're putting in the effort, you're working hard, you're putting in the long hours, you're making the commitment. And we see guys do this as there's, and women now more too. As we're building our kingdoms,
as
men or
that.
Women building your kingdom, you're working hard, you're putting in the hours. I mean, like right now, you know, I mean,
going through pharmacy school.
I'm getting my master's degree right now. I'm opening, you know, working hard, you know, 14, 15 hours at the rehab, and that's hard work. But I know down the road, a year and a half down the road, that's going to make things easier. Mm-hmm. That hard work now, setting up systems, setting up program, and getting things running smoothly, is going to make life easier. Are we at the break?
We're at break time.
Okay, we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Be right back.
Take a load off Lenny. Take a load for free. Take a load off.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark Maccabee and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This is Al.
We're just a rocking out over here. This is Ron Lim, co-host to the SL Show. We talk about relationships and anything related. We also have our co-host with the most, before I forget, Lenny Matthews. Hi,
hello.
Lenny.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good.
Really good.
Glad to have you here, as always.
Thank you. Good to have
Keep
you,
the
too.
Ship together.
The ship?
Keep the oar in the water.
The oar in the water? The who?
Just oh,
the
oar.
The oar.
The oar. We're still waiting for some callers. 530-605. 4567. Again, 530-530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message all of us on Facebook. Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Our sponsor. I had a, what you call it?
a brain thing. A senior thing. Moment.
A senior moment. Our sponsor is the New Life Discovery Project. And I think we have Tim,
yep.
On the line to tell us a little bit about it.
I just want to, you know, I want to introduce Tim, too, and just say, you know, he's my lead case manager over there at New Life Discovery, and he's phenomenal.
And you are a part of it. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about
what do you got to say about New Life?
I have to say that if you're in a jam and you don't know how to get out of it with drugs and alcohol, that to come down here, and there's a lot of guys here that have been through a lot, and we probably have a way for you to get out of it, you know.
So you're all helping each other.
Yeah, what are some of the ways that a person could be helped there, Tim?
Well, we try to set them up with their Medi-Cal and just get their general the benefits that they need to help them be successful later going. I mean, a lot of people don't know how to do that. We make sure that they go to the dentist. We just try to basically
basic get
healthy
needs
from the beginning.
Yeah, basic needs.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm having a lot of trouble here, you guys.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tim. And, you know, I like what you're saying because people can come into the program and get their basic needs met. That basic bottom level of
good
needs,
start.
Yeah, is important. And then, you know, we just surround you with support, classes, counseling, and good program and opportunity to work. Tim, thank you so much. And we'll hear back from you at the next break, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
You don't happen to remember the phone number, do you?
I do happen to remember the phone number.
Yeah.
I remember it because it's right here on speed dial in my phone.
Speed dial.
And
what's taking so long?
Not 911. You lose the victim.
I have the number.
People call? Try
okay,
out.
So people can call 530-999-8345. And
one more time.
530-999-8345. That's the easiest number.
Yeah.
I'm not the one that handles the phone. So.
It could be a song or something too.
530-999. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So before the break, we were talking about advice, good and bad.
Yeah, the best advice you've never heard. And I'm just going to admit that I think I just named this show poorly. I think it's pretty good advice, and you may or may not have heard it.
Okay. Now that's a good title.
More like it. So I'm sorry if I've misled anybody out there. There's a good chance you've heard. I've already got one text from somebody saying that, what if I've heard this, but the listeners haven't? I'm like, well, okay.
A little confusion.
May or may not have.
Even
win some, you lose some here.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, just trying to have a good time with some interesting advice. So,
where were we when we went on break?
I want to talk about this.
We were hard choices, easy choices, and hard choices. Easy choices, hard life.
Oh, yeah.
Hard choices,
yeah.
Easy life. Yes,
okay.
Lenny, what would you like to talk about?
Oh, that's okay.
No, let's hear it.
Really?
Lenny.
You're going to do that?
No, we want to hear it.
Okay.
Hear
all right.
Go ahead.
You said you want to talk about.
Oh, I just was going to.
Why am I confused?
I just like this one. I skipped one, but it called out to me because this is something I've done my whole life. And that is look for the right person instead of becoming the right person.
Yeah.
Because like you say here, tens attract tens, mentally, emotionally, physically, self-worth, spiritually. I'm thinking that guy would be out of my league when, in fact, I'm a catch too. And why not hold myself up to that? you know.
I love that you brought that up because, you know, that's exactly what the intention was of this particular bullet point, was that we can work on becoming the 10. We can work on becoming the person rather than looking for the right person. We become that right person, and then we're going to attract whatever we're putting out. That's what we're going to attract.
And sometimes
which scares me a little bit.
And sometimes we are, we sell ourselves short. We may be, a little higher up than we think we are, which in my case, was most of my life very insecure. Wounded, sold myself short, didn't feel valued or worthy.
And, you know, you bring up a really good point, is because you can be becoming the right person. You can be performing at a 10 level. You can be physically a 10, emotionally a 10. Maybe your self-worth isn't a 10. And if your self-worth isn't a 10, then you're going to always be worried about, is this person going to leave me? They're out of my league. And that can be something that can be really easily adjusted with, get into counseling. You can do neuro-linguistic programming. You can do hypnotherapy. You can do cognitive behavioral. There's all kinds of tools out there that can help shift that mindset that kind of has you stuck in a less than 10 place in your value.
And, you know, Elle, sadly, I can remember a couple of times that I pushed people away because I thought they were out of my league. I thought that they're never really going to – there's no way they could like me, you know. They're just out of my league.
Same. I've done the same. We've got a caller on the line, and I I think it's my nephew. Michael, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
I'm here.
Thank you for listening. Michael's all the way over in Ohio, listening faithfully to this show.
Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to support. So, first piece of advice I have, it's not relationship advice, because it would be terrible relationship advice.
I love you.
Life advice.
Okay, let's have it.
No can be a full sentence.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
No can be a full sentence. I have never heard that before. And so that is some of the best advice I've never heard. No is a full sentence. Full stop.
No is a full sentence.
No. Full stop. I like it.
Full stop. Yep.
Okay.
I learned that from the Olsen twins.
The Olsen twins.
Yep.
I love it. Michael, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I have one more if you got time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Love to hear it.
All right. This is relationship advice that I learned.
Okay.
Be slow to speak and quick to listen.
I love it. I think a lot of us have heard something similar to that. Great advice, timeless, always useful, never gets old.
Yep.
Smart young man.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Bye.
So here, the next one. I really like this one. I'm glad that it's next on the list. If something's wrong in the relationship, it doesn't have to mean you're in the wrong relationship. That just speaks for itself. There are, you know, if something's wrong in the relationship, doesn't mean you're in the wrong relationship. Depends on what's going wrong. I mean, if you're being abused, you're being mistreated, the person's, you know, mentally messing with you, that's something else. But I forget the name of the person that developed this litmus test. What can determine if your relationship has a really good chance of surviving is the ratio of positive to negative interaction. So this guy, I feel bad I'm not able to give him credit tonight. This guy looked at couples and watched their interaction. And if a couple had 5 positive interactions to every 1 negative interaction, they pretty much could guarantee that relationship was going to survive. And if you have a ratio that's worse than that, say you have, maybe it's flipped. Maybe you have 3 positives or 2 positives for 3 negatives or whatever, however it works out. The good news is you can change that. Doesn't mean that you're doomed. It means that you can change that ratio. even if it's upside down, depending on what the problems are. But sometimes just a few little adjustments, understanding each other, understanding the way men express, the way women express. So the next one is, oh, okay. I don't think that this is new advice. I think I've definitely heard this or a version of it. If you're unhappy being single, you'll enter a relationship and be unhappy in that relationship. So
if you're unhappy,
if you're unhappy, it doesn't mean you're unhappy being single. If you're unhappy as a single, if you're unhappy as a single person, you're going to be unhappy, in a relationship as well. So if you're thinking, mm-hmm. I need that person to complete me, I need them to complete my values, I need them to complete my self-worth, you're not happy as a single person. So chances are in the relationship. Is that making sense?
Yeah, they're not ready.
Yeah, I read this ahead of time and made some notes.
Well, let's hear your notes.
Well, we'd have a phone call too, so be aware.
Okay.
We have a caller.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read it real quick then. You have to be a happy person with yourself because someone else is not responsible for your happiness.
Yeah. Bit, yeah.
You have to be, you have to love yourself and be happy inside no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a caller. We're going to take the caller before our break. Dave?
Hey, Carl. Hey, Linda. It's Dave Cox. How you doing?
Good. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Dave.
Dave Cox.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Good.
I just got out of Costco. I love the show, and I got two that I've always liked. One of them is, if you get to thinking that the grass is greener on the other side, go home and water your damn lawn.
Oh, I love that.
Love that.
I love it.
Okay.
Excellent.
Very good.
Phenomenal advice.
That's the first one, and the other one is, people wouldn't worry so much about what people are thinking about them if they knew how seldom they are.
Very good.
People aren't thinking about you as much as they think you are. Oh, those are great. You don't have any more? Those two were awesome.
So, in other words, don't flatter yourself.
All right.
Call back.
I wanted to say hi, and I wanted to thank you for helping again with the auction two weeks ago.
Thank you
sure
so
thing.
Much. Thank you for calling in, Dave.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was great. I love those pieces of advice.
Yeah, that was probably some of the best advice I've heard just off the cuff.
We are going to have to take a break now. We pushed it out 20 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine-in or takeout, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retail. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Elle.
This is Ron Lynn, co-host of the Ask Elle show.
We got caught off guard with that.
Yeah,
coming back on the
show. I was busy eating peanuts. And we have with us, yeah, so I'm Ron Lynn, co-host of the show, and we have our co-host with the most, of course, Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
Hi again.
Hi.
So before the break, we were talking about some good stuff. We would like to hear more. We've gotten lots of calls and advice from listeners. So the number to call is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. You can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message all of us on Facebook at with Lenny Matthews, Ask Elle, and me, Ron Lim. And our sponsor is the New Life Discovery Project. And I think we have Tim.
We do.
Online.
I think. Tim, are you still there?
Nope.
Tim's not there.
No, Tim?
Tim?
Okay, well.
We lost him. Well,
okay, well, you can tell us about
the New Life Discovery Project is our sponsor for this month. And the New Life Discovery Project is really, it's a whole life program. So we're really trying to address many issues. And our approach to healing and recovery is that we're trying to change the conversation around addiction. So instead of looking at addiction as being something that you should feel guilt and shame around, or feel like there's something incompetent with you, or you're lacking willpower, we look at addiction as it's not your problem, it's your solution. It's trying to solve a problem for you. So that's what we take a look at. What's the problem that it's solving for you? Where's the pain? Mm-hmm. And, and how did it get there? So if we can peel that back to the core, then we can help you work on the real issue. That the addiction is trying to give you a better human experience. Honestly, addictions are trying to make you feel better. And really, that's what we all want. Mm-hmm. So you can call us at 530. This is for New Life Discovery Project. 530-999-8345. And that number again is 530-999-8345.
All right. Thank you. So let's go back to what we were talking about.
Yeah. So I've got a text that came in, and I'm just now reading it for the first time. If you're arguing or in a deep discussion with your husband and he walks away. Okay, so this is great advice you may have not ever heard. I'm loving this. Mm-hmm. If you're arguing or in a deep discussion with your husband and he walks away, don't follow him biting at his heels. Give him the space and the time he needs to process, and he will come back and try to resolve things. I absolutely love that. Thank you for writing that in. That comes from Jeanette over on the coast, listening all the way over from Humboldt.
Wow, love
and,
that.
And
thank you, Jeanette.
Great advice. I've actually given this advice out many, many times, mm-hmm. that if the man's walking away, he's not trying to be unkind. He's not trying to behave badly, typically. What he's trying to do is he's trying to go process. And he's also trying to walk away so he doesn't hurt you, doesn't say anything mean, doesn't say anything unkind, and make the situation worse. Because the last thing a man really wants to do, if he's a good man, is hurt the person that he feels devoted to protect and love. So thank you for that. And let me make sure I don't have any other texts. No, that's it for... So we're going to move on with the best advice you've never heard. And I think that a lot of people have just never heard that one, so I'm glad she wrote in with that. Is the next one is, why does our brain, I love this one, why does our brain seemingly hold on to negative experiences and flip them into positive ones? So I think that's a great question, and we've all wondered that. Why do we remember relationships and we remember the good?
You know, I don't know. And sometimes it's a really wonderful thing. And then sometimes for a healing process, it's not so good because you only remember the good stuff and you remember the unhealthy, toxic stuff and have a tendency to go back.
Right. And, okay, so here's what I found on the internet. Because I've been wondering this for a long time. Why is that? And I think that this answer is beautiful. This guy says it's rooted in neuroscience. The brain is not as rational as we think it is, and so it has logical fallacies. I know that's a big term, but what he calls this the peak and the end. And a fallacy is just it's something we think is true and it's not.
It's not real.
Yeah, it's not true. So what he says is the brain works to the peak and the end fallacy, which means that because the brain can't possibly remember every conversation, every interaction, everything you've done, it holds on to the peaks of a situation and then when the situation ends. So it remembers the high times and it remembers the ending. Which finally makes sense to me. When you're in a relationship and you leave it, and you left the relationship for a reason, and it's over, it has one ending, but many peaks. And so you're remembering the many peaks, the brain's registering the many, many peaks that it has, and only that one ending. So it's like, oh, that, I remember that. Oh, but it ended. But I remember this. And before we know it, we're pining for that relationship again or wanting to give it a second chance and forgetting why it ended to begin with. So I absolutely love that explanation. It's the first time that it made sense to me. And have I said the word actually enough? I don't know. I actually have.
I think you actually have.
I might have actually said it.
Yeah, I think actually she did.
Okay.
Well, actually.
Actually, I'm moving on.
But I think, yeah.
I'm actually kind of glad you are.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say enough about that? So here's a summary of that is it remembers the peak emotional state. That's what he said. It remembers the peak emotional state that you had with that person and how it ended. So one ending, lots of peak emotional states. So the next one is good advice that you may or may not have heard, and it may or may not even be good advice. Just stuff that was interesting I pulled off the internet. Love is important, but that's only half the battle. I actually like this one. Actually.
Oh.
I actually do.
Oh.
Love is important, but that is only half the battle. So that in love feeling that we're going after, we all love that.
Infatuation.
Oh, that it's that in love feeling. It's wonderful.
Super high.
Yeah. It's a great feeling. And so we're all going after that in love feeling. That in love feeling that we experience, that actually occupies. I'm now paying attention to myself saying the word actually. And now I'm getting distracted. I'm distracting myself. So that feeling occupies the same parts of the brain as drugs.
Mm.
So that in-love feeling registers, endorphins, has a chemical reaction.
Exactly.
As the same place as drugs. And so then we think, oh, I'm so obsessed with this person. Well, you know.
You are.
Right. You're addicted. Yep. Addicted to that feeling. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a reason why we want it to last forever, but it does not. And again, it's usually right about the 3-month mark. When it runs out, then we think, oh, okay, that feeling's gone, so the relationship is over.
Mm.
Well, I mean, it's understandable if somebody thinks that that feeling is what love is. That feeling goes away, the relationship must be over. But, you know, like our first point that we were making, that's when the work begins. You know, that's when we begin to develop something that's worthwhile. That's when we start to need to put in. It's no effort when you're having that giddy, wonderful feeling. So that in love. Oh, okay. Interesting. That in love feeling, he says, reduces the negative filtering in your brain. So there's something chemically going on that actually reduces the negative filtering in your brain. You put on rose-colored glasses and you look over all the red flags and the glaring flaws with that. So that was a good point. I've heard something similar to that, but still interesting. Along with the above statement is that, here's another statement, love is half the battle. So love in a good relationship is only half the battle. You ever heard that before? Love is half the battle?
Well, yeah.
Love isn't, yeah. It's not just love.
Love is only half the battle. Mm-hmm. The other half is compatibility.
That's
so you
a
can
big
have,
one.
That's, compatibility is important.
Huge.
Okay, we have a caller, so I'm going to take the call from Lacey.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Lacey.
Hi. Here's some advice. I'm sure people have heard it, but something that really has helped me with my friendships and relationships is when you finally learn that a person's behavior has more to do with their internal struggle than it does with you. You learn to have grace for them and to be able to kind of partner with them in whatever they're really going through.
I love that for so many mm-hmm. reasons. Thank you for sharing that, Lacey, because, one, what you just stated to me just sounds like a very evolved state of moving through life. And you said that you're, one, taking a look at their behavior, not taking it personal. It says something about more about them. But instead of ending it there, you go on to say it gives you the opportunity to be compassionate about what they're going through and begin to work on it together. I mean, if I can summarize mm-hmm. what you said.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I meant.
Yeah, I love it. Lacey, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Great advice.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Getting some good stuff tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate that, yeah. Okay, I've got another text in that I will read after the break.
After the break.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Come and get your love.
Welcome back. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle talk show. We're all rocking out to that music there. Our co-host with the most is here, too, Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
Hi, Lenny. How are you?
Hi, Ron.
Oh, good job you're doing over there.
Thank you.
Such a good job.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
Such a good
co-host.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome, too.
Co-host.
I just love you.
Yeah. So our number to call in, and you don't have to get in line with all the other callers, but you can call at 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com, or you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message all of us on Facebook at with Lenny Matthews, Ask Elle, and Ron Lim. So, our sponsor. Let's talk about our sponsor.
Is Tim on the line? Did Tim make it back?
Well, tell us a little bit about New Life Discovery Project. Issues.
Yeah, so New Life Discovery Project is a place that you can come, and if you're looking for assistance and support on changing your life, getting off drugs and alcohol, needing whole life support system, you can come into our program, and we're going to be supportive for you in pretty much any way that you're needing support, whether it's getting into the Health and Human Services, social services, Medi-Cal, like Tim was saying earlier, but it's more than that. It's also, you are participating in classes, you're participating in counseling, and then what we have a work program as well. So that is kind of what helps support what we're doing. And we took over the Cypress Street car wash, and a lot of our guys are down there just doing a fantastic job. So come down to the Cypress Street car wash and say hi. Yeah.
So they don't have to search for jobs and hope to find one.
Get there. So by the time they leave our program, they have a chance to go through the program, get into sober living. They can have a rental history. They can have a work history, get some skills, get some counseling. Yeah. And, it's the feedback I get is that it's a community, very supportive. People are, happy there. Excuse me.
And you are on the board and also the...
I am on the board and I am also the program director.
Program director.
And the number to reach us is 530-999-8345. Again, that's 530-999-8345. Yes, it's easy and I'm still looking down at my paper.
Ron does that all the time.
It's ridiculous.
What?
You still look at the number that you've said over and over for...
I know. No, I don't I'm not really reading it. I'm just looking at
it. I know it. Moral support.
We have a text that I want to read from somebody that texted in and says, it's a good advice. I like it. I love this advice. At the end of the day, tell each other the best part of your day and the worst part of your day. I love it. So create space for each other to talk about the best part of your day and the worst part of your day. That really has the opportunity to create connection.
Mm-hmm.
Can I add to that?
I wish you would.
Yes. Would you please?
I love
sitting here thinking.
Lenny, you could do this show. You're that good. Please. Honestly, I would.
Listen,
please.
I was just thinking, though, I love the positive and the not so good.
Yeah.
Because I think that we need to do both with that person we love.
I agree with you on that.
Wouldn't it be great, though, to make it a point to share the positives first? Because when you get to the negative, it may be something that's so impactful, you never get to the other guy.
Mm.
You're taking care of that person for the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be kind of fun to go, okay, let's share what good happened today and what our favorite thing was.
Mm-hmm.
And then go into...
After both.
Yeah. After we've both had a chance to do that and then share the... I mean, for some people, the order may not make a difference. For me, I think I'd kind of want to go to the happy place first.
And then when we hear about the other person's negative, maybe we can...
be more compassionate.
Or even try to help them
out.
Exactly. Give them some... empathy.
Creating space for authenticity.
Yeah, and it gives you more coping space if they're cranky or blue, depressed.
That's good advice.
Yeah, love it.
Great rule. I don't know if it's a rule, but great pattern, habit. That would be a great habit. Lenny, did you have one of these that you particularly were wanting to talk about?
No, I think we covered the ones that
I misunderstood you at the break. Okay, so the next one that we're going to talk about is, we said love is half the battle. And then that feeling doesn't last forever. The other half of it is compatibility. Compatibility is really important. And, you know, the reason why compatibility is important is because that in those first 3 months, if it's all the excitement and that chemistry and falling in love is easy and you've got the rose-colored glasses on, and then that stops and you don't have the compatibility.
And also, I think you start seeing reality.
Mm-hmm.
You see things for what they are. I mean, you know, for me, it would be a guy that wouldn't be financially stable. Mm-hmm. I'd be taking care of someone again. For me, it would be someone that didn't mesh with my son.
Mm-hmm.
Very important to me.
Yeah,
so there's these things that I really haven't talked about with this guy, maybe even overlooked, hoping it would get better. But when I take the rose-colored glasses off, I'm seeing this relationship now for what it really is.
And then, oops, you're in it.
Yeah, and then at that point, I would hope that I would say, man, I'm glad I didn't say I love you too.
Yeah.
Or I love you.
Yeah, that falling in love stage, that can make things go fast.
Yeah.
Can't see
the
red
flags. Call it the L word, don't we?
Maybe.
I don't have a problem
chemistry.
With
here's
it
what
because
I think.
Lenny is an L word too. So.
Oh, true.
And so is an
L. An L's an L.
L started out as an L. L is actually not my real name. Francine is my real name. L is a nickname because my last name is Legendre, my maiden name, and nobody could say it. So it was
Legendre.
And it was just a really handy phrase. Ask Francine doesn't sound as good as ask L.
No, it doesn't.
So
your name's Francine.
Stop. People call me both. I have to explain it all the time. I'm not sure if it was a good decision or not, but here we are.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
It's got a nice ring to
it. It's easy. Mm-hmm. It makes it easy. So, okay, along with the above is that love is half the battle. I'm reading. I'm sorry. I know it sounds horrible. I got lost there for a second.
Well, we were just talking about how when the fog clears, the love fog clears, we're standing there looking at the real deal.
Well, during the break,
and then we've got to figure out how to get out of it.
Lenny, you just got a phenomenal compliment.
Ooh.
Somebody just texted me a phenomenal compliment. This is from Eric. New York.
Yes.
He said, Lenny, with all the wisdom, adds on to every subject, really the voice of the audience.
Wow.
She's fantastic.
Wow, thank you, Eric.
And I'll tell you, coming from Eric, that's quite the compliment, because he's a radio show guy.
I know.
Yeah.
Didn't he last time say Ron's the clown? Something like that?
I don't know what he said, but he thinks that you overlook Lenny a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that, Eric. And Eric's another
thank
one
you,
of our
Eric.
Faithful listeners all
we
the way over on
that.
The East Coast. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah. So, the compatibility, we talked about that. The other thing that came up in this is that being happily married is a choice.
Yes.
And you don't really hear that. Being happily married is a choice. And you think, you know, my first reaction was to be like, what? It's a choice? But you choose it, and you've heard this, you choose it every day.
It's just like being happy.
You're making the choice to get up and go to work. You're making the choice to go to the gym. You're making the choice to eat healthy. You're making the choice to, I'm going to, you know, bear down and do this particular discipline to get the end result that I want. And I'm going to love this person.
Just like making a choice today is going to be a great day. I am going to stay in this marriage and I'm going to fall back in love with this person because that's what I want to do. Because I believe that marriage, you fall in and out of love throughout a marriage, you know.
Right.
Sometimes you're
ebbs
in love.
And flows, yeah.
But there's always that great love.
Yeah.
But you can make it a point to be in love.
Great note to land on. Thank you, Lenny.
Yes.
Thank you, Lenny.
right. Well, and thank you for joining
listening.
Us and yeah, listening in tonight.
Us,
thank you for all our callers
yeah,
and texters.
Yeah.
Every night. And when that moon gets a big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every photo was dancing.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.